So, I'm joined here in the studio by a wonderful young guy. His name is, well, he goes by Jay, hey? So that's what we'll call you. And we're going to speak to Jay about his journey and his story. He's been in foster care from the age of 4, but that isn't stopping him from creating success and being happy. Jay, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in to see me this morning. So, Jay, I was chatting to you on the phone during the week. You've got an amazing, empowering story, and you're doing something that's really making you happy. Yeah. But you were in care from the age of 4. Tell us your story.
I grew up in foster care, and when I turned 18, I became homeless.
Okay.
And, came across difficult challenges not along the way, so
okay but that isn't stopping you. So you have been in care there, so we just didn't hear you because your mic wasn't on. You've been in care since the age of 4. You've been in 4 different foster care families. Wasn't really the best for you. You had difficult times, lots of different challenges, and when you were 18 you became homeless.
Yeah.
So what happens when you become 18 and you're left out of foster care?
Well, what happened with me was, like, my foster placement kind of just broke down.
Okay.
And when I turned 18, there's no real transition from...
For somewhere for you to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that like?
It was scary at first. I kind of just had to overcome it. And
okay. So you're 18, you've been sent into the big bad world all by yourself.
Yeah.
No one to help you, no one to support you. So what did you do?
I kind of just had to become my own leader. And just go with...
Okay, and go after what you want.
Yeah.
Did you have much support?
I do have a good aftercare worker, I'd say that.
Okay, so your aftercare worker is what?
She just supports me with, maybe living arrangements or my goals for the future and what I want to do.
So she's like your mentor, like a parent?
Yeah.
Okay, are you working with her long?
Since I became 18, or just before, actually.
Okay, and what age are you now?
20.
So 2 years you have this person in your life.
Yeah.
How important is she to you?
She means a lot to me. She does a lot for me as well, so...
If you could describe her in a couple of words, what would you say about her?
Kind, understanding.
And she supports you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're part of, a council called EPIC.
Yeah.
What is the council you're involved in?
It's empowering people in care. It's just basically for people who went through the care system and may have been let down or just want to improve it.
So it's another support network that's going to help people who wouldn't have had any help, just like you.
Yeah.
If you could change a couple of things about our system and, like, about support and other various things that you could have kind of received along the way, what would you put in place?
Definitely a better transition from foster care to aftercare.
Okay, so if you had one option to, say, completely change, going from being 18, being in foster care, to somewhere else, what would you do?
I'm not really sure. I just kind of had to take every day
And I suppose that would have been scary for you.
Yeah.
So you're living where now?
I'm out in Tala at the minute.
Okay, and you're in, like, assisted living, is it? Or you're in kind of a group?
It's independent living, but, like, when I moved in there, it was difficult at the start because, I became an adult, you know. I'm living on my own, I'm doing my own cooking, I'm doing my own cleaning, I'm doing everything on my own.
So you're a big boy all of a sudden. Yeah. And there's nobody to help you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're working at the moment. What are you doing?
I'm doing a course at the minute with the FAI. It's a sports coaching and development course.
Okay. So what's the end result? What are you going to do?
I definitely look to do something in coaching. Definitely.
In that area.
Sports, yeah.
If you were to look back at yourself 2 years ago, do you think you would have been in this position?
No.
But you're doing really well.
Yeah.
So what's the end goal?
I just want to just keep going with how I have been doing, you know, like...
And being strong and being a leader of your own life.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me this. If you had one dream job, if I said to you, here you go now, I want to give you any job in the world you want, what would that be?
It would definitely be in sports.
You look the whole fitness side of things.
Yeah, it was only... Yeah.
and all that area. If there was anybody listening that is in care or that has just come out of care and they're just 17 or just turned 18 and they're a little bit unsure, what would you say to them?
I just say just have to be strong and resilient
and just keep going.
Yeah, you just have to.
Was it scary for you literally turning 18 and leaving your last Forrester care?
Yeah, like I didn't know where I was going to end up, you know, because like I was going into hostels and I was just seeing like people who were there maybe 4 or 5 even 10 years, and I'm just like, am I actually going to get out of this? Or
but you did.
Yeah.
So when you turned 18, what exactly happened? You left your foster care family?
Yeah, well, like, I left my foster family. I moved down to Carlo to do a special needs assistant.
But that was a course?
Yeah.
Okay. And where were you living in Carlo?
I was living in a... It was, like, the back of someone's house, but, like, there was no washing facilities or kitchen or anything, so, like, it wasn't ideal for me.
Like, it wasn't home from home?
No.
And what happened after Carlo? Where did you go?
Like, 2 weeks into college, I ended up dropping out because like the living arrangements just weren't for
me. You weren't happy?
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened next?
Yeah, I became homeless, then I had to go to Parkgate Hall in Dublin and sign up as homeless.
And they were the hostels?
Yeah.
What were they like for you?
Well, like at first I wouldn't stay in them, I preferred to be out in the streets because I didn't know what to expect.
Okay, in the hostels. Yeah. Were they scary?
Yeah, there would have been, but it depends which one you're in, you know.
What kind of people are in them?
Well, you come across different types of people, like some people maybe with addiction or some people who have been working, or like you come across all types.
All kinds of people, okay. And would that make you a little bit more, like, so like when you rock in and you like see all these like different kind of people and you're thinking, God, I'm one of these, how does that make you feel?
It's hard, like it's hard.
And you get scared.
Yeah.
So you left and you were on the street for a couple of nights or for how long?
I was only on the streets for a couple of nights. So I got end up getting booked in somewhere, but.
Okay. And then how did you end up in Talla?
Well, I'd been on the waiting list. Like my aftercare worker put me on many waiting lists, you know, for different places, and I ended up getting there, so.
So that must have been a big sigh and a big relief of, wow, I'm going to be somebody, I'm going to go somewhere.
Yeah, I know, like it was, as I said, it was hard at the start because like I never really lived on my own. I wasn't really sure how to do it, you know.
So you felt like you were sinking.
Yeah.
But like in all fairness to you, you've changed everything around and you've really worked really hard to get to where you are today. What does that take?
As I said, I just took every day as it came. I did the breakthrough program. I think that was a big turning point for me.
Okay, so what is that?
It was a program with the FAI and the Beacon of Light. It was kind of the physical side and the mental side of fitness, like, and how it affects you. You know, like we were playing football. We had football one day a week, and then the counselling. So, like, it just helped me.
So, like, in other words, it all tied in and you could relate to it.
Yeah.
So you're doing your course now with the FAI.
Yeah.
And you find them good.
Yeah, I know. They're very understanding and supporting.
They support you on your whole journey.
Yeah.
So your course is how long?
A year long.
And then what's going to happen when you finish that?
See, I'm still not sure because, like, we're doing a personal training as well in it. So, like, I could go into the gym aspect of it. I could do the football coaching. Like, I'm still... in between.
You're still there. Okay. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 2 sisters and 1 brother.
Okay. And would you see them often, or are you engaging with those?
Yeah, like I would have seen them kind of only on accesses when I was younger, but when I became 18, I kind of took the response.
Kind of put in the effort.
Yeah.
So, by the sounds of things, nothing is stopping you. You have this dream, you have this vision, you were persistent, you were homeless, you were living in a hostel, but that still hasn't stopped you. That's amazing. Like, you know, well done.
Thanks.
We spoke about your parents briefly. Your mom passed away.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did she pass away?
In 2009.
Okay. And was that hard for you?
Yeah, no, it was difficult. Like, it took a long time to kind of
kind of adjust it.
Yeah.
Okay. And your dad, is he around?
No, I'm still in contact with my dad, so.
Okay, well done. So look, you are trying and you are turning things inside out. Nothing is stopping you, because people kind of say, you know, your past says a lot about you, it defines you, but in your case it doesn't.
Yeah.
So what's the end picture? What's going to happen down the pipeline?
I look forward to kind of starting my own family, you know, and...
Brilliant. And then giving them something that you didn't have. Okay. Just one little thing before we finish. To anybody listening that can, like, kind of think, oh God, I feel like giving up and this is unfair, or to anybody listening back who's in care, what would you tell them if they're currently in care?
I just say just keep fighting, just keep going, don't
stop.
Yeah, don't let anyone or anything bring you down, just take every day as it comes. And
okay, and the Epic Council that you're involved in, where can anybody get in touch with them?
You can get, they're on Facebook, they are on Instagram, and they have an office in Smithfield. They have them over Ireland as well, but there's an office in Smithfield that they can get in touch with as well.
Okay, so Facebook, Instagram. Jay, from us all here in Ear FM, you're absolutely fantastic. You've got an amazing, a fantastic story of all. Nothing has defined you. You never gave up. You were homeless at 18. You got no one to support. You got no one to give you that little bit of push, and it didn't stop you. So well done.
Thanks very
much.
You've
done, you know, exceptionally well, and I wish you all the very best in the future. I can tell you, and I can sense it from you, that you are well capable and that you are well able. So good luck from us all, and we hope that you have an amazing future.